Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everyone, again to this lovely Sunday morning here live from Las Vegas. I do have a featured caller this morning, and that would be the fabulous Tracy. Tracy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Mona.
Oh, excellent. Well, the way this works is, thank you for asking if you could be one of my featured callers. And for those of you that are listening, really all you need to do is shoot me an email and ask if you could be my featured caller. And the way that works is I actually do a full spread of cards for you. So instead of the five cards that I pull out for a specific question, I actually do a full spread of cards for you and give you the sort of the most important thing that the universe or the cards want to tell you. So what I'm doing first, Tracy, is I'm drawing five cards, just as though you were having a full session with me. I'm drawing these first five cards, and they act as an overview for the whole reading. Now I'm shuffling the whole rest of the deck. So I want you to concentrate on what you want to get out of this. What is the most important answer that you need right now? What is the most important thing from our interaction? And you know what? I believe, as I think you do, that there's no such thing as accidents. I think that everything happens for a reason.
Right.
I think the people that we are connected with are meaningful in our lives for the lessons we're supposed to learn from them. And in some cases, it's just for that much needed out of the blue advice, you know?
Exactly.
So
I've
gathered up the cards. Now I'm cutting them for you. And then I'm going to do the full spread of cards right now. All right. It's time for you to get serious. There is a man here that I would call him a big swinging dick in business. I mean, this guy, he knows, you know who he is, right?
I believe so. I have a few big swinging dicks right now in business.
Okay. It's very important that you, for the next 3 weeks, do not be a flirt. The next 3 weeks is about you being all business, all right?
Right.
So that means that even though you might get sort of the flirty vibe from some people around you, specifically this one guy, which I'm going to talk to you about in a minute, there are two men here that literally want to help make you a success. Okay?
Right.
And it says here that the last three years have been a lot of stops and starts for you. Right when you thought something was going to happen, it's like the rug got pulled out from under you. So here's the thing. You have earned your success by your hard work, not because of some weird, lucky, lightning bolt coming out of the sky at you. You have earned it. And that is the perspective, without being a bitch about it, that's the perspective you need to go into any meetings that happen in the next 3 weeks.
Right.
Okay? Big power month to fall in love with what you do for work is August, which is why I am stressing the next 3 weeks for you, because you have in your prosperity category falling madly in love with your work.
Okay.
So that's going to happen, all right? So what the perspective you need to present when you have any meetings with anybody that's going to help you, mm-hmm. is very important that you frame how they're going to benefit.
Right.
Okay. That the more you can make it their idea, I want you to listen very carefully to what they tell you, and I want you to be able to say, well then this project may be of benefit to you because. And a really dear friend of mine gave me a phrase that I absolutely love. And it's one of those ways of asking a question without directly asking a question and opening it for somebody to respond. Now, I'm actually seeing an important meeting with two men coming up within the next 2 weeks. And one man's kind of quiet, but very opinionated and an incredible success. The other man is somewhat impulsive. He's the one that wants the spotlight, okay? So to the quieter one, you bring up the monetary rewards. To the more boisterous one, you bring up the idea of fame.
Right, okay.
Okay, and what it's saying here is, and here's the way I want you to start asking questions without actually asking questions. All right? There's a phrase, it's just two words. I wonder, and then you fill in your question after that.
Right,
so,
okay.
For example, I wonder what kind of investment you would be willing to make in order to make this project a success.
Right, okay.
And whether it's one of those questions that they don't actually have to respond to. Do you see what I mean? So,
as you're
talking to these two men, it's the monetary side to the more business-minded one, the one that is he's looking for the profit in this. And then to the other one, it's about him finding his stardom, his spotlight, his I don't want to say Academy Award because it's not that, but it's a way for him to get on the map, all right?
Right.
So, that's where your expertise as a very serious businesswoman comes in, all right?
This is
interesting because I see all these other men around you. I swear, there are these two great guys coming up, and then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other men around you. And all of those other men are coming up reversed.
Wow. So that means
that's why I'm telling you, do not even think about romance in the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
Now,
I met a new guy like 2 weeks ago.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Is he an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini?
No, he's a Capricorn.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing with your Capricorn guy. He's going to totally understand that you need to be all business right now.
Yes, he's that way. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So all you need to do is say, you know, sorry if I'm feeling a little detached, but I'm really concentrating on my business in the next 3 weeks. Okay? Now, here's something I want you to do today. Okay? I want, and people have heard me tell this recently on the air, but it's an incredibly powerful thing to do, because all you can do right now is wait for the big meeting.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
Because you're all prepared. You have everything ready. But here's what I want you to do. Is get a 3x5 index card, and on the lined side of the 3x5 index card, I want you to write down 5 things that you want. Okay? Now, it doesn't matter if they're all business, but right now, because of this business vibe I see around you, I kind of like them to be all business things and not romantic things.
Okay,
because the romantic thing's going to take care of itself. So I'm that's the least of my worries for you right now. It's sort of a I'm getting a you have to be all in feeling here, because you're not afraid of hard work. You're not afraid of getting the job done, and you need the money to do this.
Absolutely.
So you have to be all business. Okay, so on this index card, you write down the five things that you want to have happen on the lined side of the card. Then I want you to turn it over and fold it lengthwise so it's about the size of a business card. And I want you to write the word ASK on it, A-S-K. The A stands for ask, the S stands for seek, and the K stands for knock. It's from the Bible. Ask and it's given, seek and you'll find, knock and it's open to you. I want you to tuck that little piece of index card into your wallet or into your purse and carry it with you all the time.
Right.
Okay. And every time you get worried, I want you to open up the list, pull it out of your wallet, read the five things, and then put it back in your wallet. Because what I'm getting for you here is that as soon as you can sort of sweep away the doubts, the stress, the feeling of anxiety that you have surrounding this, as soon as you can turn it over to a higher power than you, the quicker this is going to happen for you. And again,
perfect.
This is not about some lucky bolt of lightning out of the blue. It's about the fact that you've earned this, you know how to do this, and that the more professional you are, the better. Now, here's the one trip-up question that's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you this right now. And it's going to come not from the guy that's Mr. Ego and wants to find the spotlight. It's going to come from the other guy. And it might be a question that's pointed like this. Okay, so you're so fabulous at doing all this. Why haven't you done it before now? Okay.
Okay.
So you need to, you need to come up with an answer that is feasible, that is logical, and that is sincere. So I there in no way at all I want you to lie. But what I want you to say is something along the lines of, I haven't found the right partnership that sees the correct vision of this and sees the potential of this.
And that actually is the truth.
Okay, but that's how you need to present it. And I want you to take a really big, deep breath when you answer that, and I want you to say it very, almost slowly, because I haven't found the right team to do this with.
Right. Got it.
Okay. And again, that taps into the egos here, because I want them to automatically think, well, we could be the right team. Okay? So do you have any questions?
No, I think you've pretty much laid it out there. And I know the importance of the project and, you know, the pushing forward of it, which is going to happen. I know you said the romance side is going to take care of itself. I just want you to ask a quick question about this Capricorn man, Mona. Do you think this is the man that I'm going to end up marrying? What do you think?
He's got some funny issues about money. Okay.
Okay.
And as long as you are okay, sometimes guys that have a funny issue about money mean that they're stingy in other areas too. So it's it can get kind of uncomfortable when you start talking about money. So I would rather you treat this man with a light hand, that he's your companion of choice, you have a lot of fun with him, and that you're not looking too far in the future with him. Because frankly, according to what I'm seeing here, is you're going to get so busy with this project that that he may soften a bit because he's going to miss you. So, and I have to tell you, you're going to meet a lot of men, and there are a lot of men around you right now that are coming up reverse. And your Capricorn man's coming up reverse, but usually this particular section of cards is he's got a weird idea about marriage that's going to trap him in some way and that it's going to cost him money in some way. So the lighter and more fun you are and the more you're looking at him as a friend with benefits, which is the more he's going to respond to you.
Okay. Awesome.
So any other last question before I let you go?
No, that's everything.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you for being my featured caller.
Thank you, Mona. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Okie dokie. Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here. Let me get to the top of my list here. I've got somebody for the 410 area code. Hello, 410. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's your question?
I'd like to know if you can tell me when and how I'll have the finances together to purchase my own car or to invest in my business that I'm starting.
It seems as though there's been a lot of stops and starts with you. And it's interesting here because I have to say something that just seems so out of the blue. But there's this sort of knight in shining armor vibe that you have. That there was a time that you really thought that there would be a guy that came along and would take care of you. Okay? And what you're finding is that didn't happen. And so now you're kind of scrambling for money and for funds and for all that. What it's saying here is that there's a step back for you to step forward. And when I say step back, it may mean that you frugally downsize to a point where you are paying as little as possible for your living expenses, and that for the next 3 months, you make a game out of stashing money away. That if you have an expensive phone, it's time to, you know, just make it the phone number and not texting. In other words, what I'm telling you to do is cull away anything that is a frivolous expense that is not pertinent to you saving money for the fall. Now, did you hear when I was talking to Tracy a minute ago about the index card?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I want you to do that too, but I want you to write down 5 things you want, and the first thing on the list is the new car, or a car. Reliable transportation would be the way I would phrase that on your card. And then I would list the other 4 things that I would want. Fold that in half lengthwise, write the word ask on it, carry it around with you all the time. But what it's saying here is that you have this, and I mean this very gently, Maria, you have this stubborn streak about how you think it's supposed to happen.
Right.
And that's okay once things start going in the direction, but there is 3 months of intense discipline on your part to actually make that start to happen. And it means that when somebody calls you up, a friend calls you up out of the blue and says, hey, we're going clubbing tonight, or hey, we're going to go do this, and you know it's going to cost $100 to go out, you have to be able to say, no, you know, I'm in the middle of a project here, I'm just not able to go, you know? Or it may be that you decide that you want to hook up with your friends later, but you say, look, I'll meet you guys at Denny's at 1 a.m. for breakfast. So that instead of you doing the whole, instead of you acting like you have all the money in the world and it's really kicking you in the ass right now, I need you to be the person that is actually having fun with being frugal, that you are in spend-to-nothing mode, and that for the next 3 months you are incredibly disciplined. The other thing is that whatever you're doing for work right now, what do you do for work?
I'm in the hospitality industry.
Okay, and do you are you tipped?
Yes.
Okay. What I want you to do, Maria, is now this is kind of an interesting thing, is I want you to start doing something a little bit individual to you. Like if you have an opportunity to interact with a guest or a client, maybe you have like these little buttons that you got at the dollar store. You know, like a series of little smiley buttons, and just say, you know, thank you for being my best customer today, and give them a smiley button. What I'm getting from you is the more that you reach out and connect with people when you're doing your, like, frugal mode for the next 3 months, the more money starts to come to you. So be generous in ways that don't cost you anything. And it might even be just something nice that you say. Maybe you like a woman's earrings that you happen to be talking to. You say, wow, your earrings are really pretty. They look really nice on you. You know, and if you were here in Vegas, I'd say, those look like lucky earrings.
Okay.
But the more that you can, the more you can make nice right now, and the more disciplined you are with your money right now, I actually think that you would have the opportunity to purchase a vehicle in 3 months. But do that card that I told you about, okay?
Okay, definitely will.
All right, I got to go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Mona, it's Bonnie again. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Bonnie. What's your question?
It's my job question again. So I told you about that job like the week before last, and I don't know. Right now they have me on call, and I've been in the middle of applying for the full-time position with them, but I've kind of been getting a runaround. And the last week she just told me that we need to be, good at Excel and Microsoft Word, and they kind of like just sprung that up on me in the last minute. And, like, I've been studying for it, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to, be as good as they want me to be. And so I just wanted to know where you see, this going, or if you see me getting, a full-time position anywhere soon.
Yes. And one of the things that I would like to remind you, and I don't know if I've told you this before, but it's something to keep in mind that's a resource to you that doesn't cost you anything. There's an organization here in Las Vegas called Nevada Job Connect, and they can actually help you get free training on anything you don't know how to do, like Microsoft Word or Excel or anything like that. See, here's the thing, is I see you being way more successful than you see you. And I know it's a little scary when you're learning new things, but according to this, it says that you do it. According to this, it says that you learn it.
Well, I wasn't really concerned about that. Well, I am, of course, but I'm just saying, she wants us to learn it by, this week or whatever, because I think they're starting the new position next week. And I just wanted to know, do you see me, getting a job? And I don't know, because I could always do workshops once I have it, but I think they kind of want you to be already good at it.
Well, it's funny because there's another organization that's hiring like crazy right now in Vegas called Desert Call Center, and they're over off of Valley View. And I just happened to run in. It's funny that you just happen to be talking about this, but they may not require you to have to know Excel or Word. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually see you getting a job pretty quickly, and I see it being a full-time job pretty quickly. So so don't lose hope. I just want you to realize that I don't see you staying in the same line of work that you've been doing. I see you going into something new.
So this warehouse position that's what it is. It's warehousing, but she wanted to see if she could hire me on for I would be working on a computer instead of physical labor.
Well, actually, that's that means that you have the potential to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's don't be afraid to make more money. It sounds to me like she's trying to help you and that you're being a little resistant because it's scary to.
No, not at
do.
All. It's just no. It's not that at all. It's just that I don't know, if I'm going to be able to learn, you have to pass.
Of course you
sit
are.
Me like a test on learning. Yeah.
Bonnie,
but
you're very smart.
Yes.
I just think that you don't recognize how smart you are. And I think you're a little scared of the testing or trying to do it. According to this, I see that if you let people help you, they're going to step up and help you. Just let them help you. You're too lovely and charming to not be in a job where you're being paid a decent salary. So don't be afraid of the fact that the universe is trying to help you right now. It's just a little scary. That's why you're calling me.
Of course.
I promise you're going to do fine.
Okay? So was the timing this month? Or when you say soon, is it month?
No, I actually see something happen as quickly as the next week.
Okay,
so
yeah,
all
that's
you have
what
to do
the job position is. Yeah, she said they would be starting on the 19th, and so that's why I was...
Okay, well, I see some good news coming to you in the next 6 days. And so, you know, if you're scared about the whole technology side of things, then it may be time to apply at other places, too, so you have more than one option. But I see you working something where you actually have a full-time job with benefits. I see that. I'm sorry, sweetie, I got to go. But I do see that happening
okay.
for you. All right, sweetheart.
Thank
see you
very
later.
Much, Mona.
Okay.
All
right.
Thanks.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 609 area code. Hello, 609. Who's this? Hello, 609. Hello, 609. Okay, they were on hold
hi.
For like...
Oh. Yes, hi, hi. Oh, I'm sorry.
Who's this?
Nice to talk with you. This is Eugenia.
Hi, Virginia.
Well, hi, Mona. Well, my daughter is struggling with a lot of problems, and now she wants to buy a car. I want to know whether that is the most convenient for her right now.
Okay, so you said that your daughter is struggling with money, and now she wants you to buy her a car?
No, struggling with problems, with several problems. But I just want to see what you see, because it feels like she's going to have the opportunity to have a car now. But I would like to know if that is the most convenient according to the situation that...
Okay, the hardest thing for a parent to do, Virginia, is to let a kid figure something out on their own. And what I'm seeing here is that people always seem to cave into her. They always seem to let her have what she wants. And what I'm seeing in your cards for her is that the more disciplined you can be about not helping her financially, and the more disciplined you can be about her about not buying into her drama, the better this is going to be for her. Okay?
Okay.
So the way I would say it to her is, honey, as much as I'd love to give you money right now to buy you a car or to help you,
well,
I just don't have...
I'm not going to give the money. She's going to get it. It's something
okay.
that, as you say, question. It's not about it's not about my money or I'm going to give money. No, it's she's an adult, and but she's living by herself and everything, but she's having problems, and I was just wondering if when she told me about buying a car, I didn't say anything, no, something, but I'm just wondering if that is the best or the most convenient for her right now, according to the situation.
Well, okay. What I'm seeing here is that there's a struggle for her to feel connected. That's the first thing I want to tell you. And that what the cards are saying here is that she's got the lesson of discipline here as the big lesson for her. And I see it, two men around her. One man looks like a love interest. One man looks like a father figure or a boss. And it's interesting here because her ways, her beliefs are being challenged by both these men.
Tell me that
and
again.
Her beliefs and the way she does her life right now are sort of being challenged by these two men. And so I don't think buying a car is a solution, is I guess what I'm trying to get to, is that she needs to kind of wait and see what happens about the beginning of September. So things are going to shift around the beginning of September. So, and I'm sorry if I didn't understand your question clearly enough, but what I'm getting here is that the biggest thing that she's being taught right now is the lesson of discipline.
Okay, well, you are answering the question because you said that the best thing about the car is to wait until September.
Well, that's
September.
What this is saying. Yeah, that any frivolousness right now is not going to serve her. It's not going to benefit her. So you can tell her that you talked to the psychic on the radio and she said now is not a good time to buy a car.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Virginia. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. I've got some, wow, I've got Las Vegas calling right and left here. Hello, fabulous Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. How are you? It's Amy. How you doing?
Hi, Amy. Okay, so you have a quick question for me, not a full reading question, right?
Well, yeah, I always get shortcut. Everybody gets it long, and I'm like, always get shortcut. But no, I just
no. You get the same amount of time as anybody else, my friend. It's just that you ask
cool.
me some of the most complicated questions. But ask me your question. Let me see what I can do with you.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, now you're just like, yeah, you're right. All right, listen. My ex is now living with someone else, and my daughter goes stay there with them. And I brought up a hair issue to them, and I told them, you know, to fix it. I have main custody of our little six-year-old. She had her hair down to the bottom of her back, and I had told them, you know, just pull it up from the front. Well, you know, they went and chopped it off to her shoulders without telling me. And this was long hair that was down to, like, to her, almost to her butt, you know, it was below her back. And I like to think that it wasn't that mean intent, and my daughter did tell me that it was the girl's idea. And he's having trouble, like, combing it. But, you know, it's like a little girl. She's going to be going to school. You know, she can't be going with her school mess. You know, it's like just one of those things and stuff. And so they went and chopped it off. What was really the intent behind that? I mean, it breaks my heart. I cried for 2 days because I
okay.
need her hair, you know.
This has nothing to do with your ex. This has nothing to do with your ex's girlfriend. This has to do with the hairstylist.
I went to the hairstylist, and they told me that they had left it even longer, that they can't believe it's that short. And I went over there because it was left really bad, and that they asked where to cut it, and they're supposed to leave, because they went to a kid's place, and that they left it where they were supposed to, you know, where the boy they asked, that's where they leave it, and they can't cut it any shorter. So I'm trying to, you know, I went over there really because the haircut was bad, and I'm trying to think, like, really, did somebody really do this to you know, so.
Okay, what I'm getting here is this mm-hmm. this what if there's fault anywhere, it was the stylist's fault. She thought that your daughter would look cute with this shorter style. And you know, sometimes little kids have a hard time keeping the tangles out of their hair. So she may have thought that, you know, based on your daughter's face, that this shorter haircut would look good. Now she's trying to backtrack or backpedal, and she feels guilty about cutting it that short. So she's putting blame on everybody else. So the hair is going to grow. It's going to be fine. But the thing is that, you know, your daughter is a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to
yeah.
cause any waves with anybody. So
yeah.
so when the stylist said, oh, you know, your hair might look really good like this, your daughter was like, oh, yeah, that'd be great.
You know, it's funny that you're telling me that because it wasn't my daughter told me exactly what you're telling me, but she said that was the girlfriend who said that. The girlfriend said this. And I think the girlfriend and this girl are friends because to where they went to.
I don't see that your ex's girlfriend has any malicious intent toward your daughter. I don't
mm-hmm.
see
and
that.
And you know what? I felt that, you know, at first I felt the same way, not towards my daughter, but, you know, I felt the same way because even we went on a trip and I made sure my little broke off them a gift, you know, for both of them and stuff like that. Because
okay.
she's around my daughter, I wanted to
Amy,
keep the relationship.
Sweetheart, Amy,
mm-hmm.
darling, your daughter doesn't want to get in the middle of this. She's just trying to get along with everybody, and she doesn't know how to talk to mommy when mommy's like looking for intent. Let this one go.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the hill to die on. This is not mm-hmm. your battle. Okay, let this one go, because what I'm seeing here is that as the hair grows out, and it grows like a weed, so there's going to be, I mean, in a couple months it's going to look probably incredibly cute. Okay.
Well, see, that's the thing. She has a big head, and I was trying to keep it thin because hers a little bigger, and I didn't want the big hair. I knew that it was going to grow thicker, and it's going to be beautiful. I don't have any doubt on that. You're absolutely right. But the thing of, you know, the intent behind, you know, coming up with deciding to go cut her hair, and not having to tell me when I'm the parent with the, you know, majority of custody. You know, it's like, they, you know, my daughter didn't get up and go over there, and the hairstylist didn't walk over to them. In fact, they drove clear across town. you know, from Tropicana all the way to Craig.
Okay, but see, you don't know if your daughter piped up and said, "I want a haircut." You don't know if your ex said, "Gee, you know, would you like to get your haircut before school?" Don't make this a battle.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I know, but I'm trying.
It'll
the only
just,
reason
it'll
I'm
just
calling,
make, sweetie, it's just going to make
you feel
more pain.
I know you like him a lot. I know you like him a lot, and I respect that. But you have to understand, she's the one. My daughter's the one who told me that she's, you know, the person had a great idea to let's just go get my haircut because I was trying to put on a hairband, and then she said her name, and I'm like, okay, so it's just heartbreaking to me. But you know what? It's, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, it's cool. All right, then. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
All right. See you later. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 787 area code. Hello, 787. Who's this?
Hello, Julie.
Hi, Julie. What's your question?
Oh, a significant other. I think they're going through something, and they're not letting me know. And I was just wondering if I'm right, and if there's anything I can do to help.
Well, there is some intense sorrow here with your significant other. Of course, I don't know if this is coming from that person or you, but here's the thing. This is what I want you to say, is I want you to say, sweetie, whatever you're going through right now, you know I got your back. You know I'm here for you. Okay? And if you need to talk, that's great. If you need to work it out, you know, internally, I understand. But I just want to let you know I'm here for you. Because I have to tell you, there's a lot of love here between the two of you. It feels like lifetime companions. It feels like that you've known this person for centuries.
Yes.
So that's how you treat it, is you just go, sweetie, I'm picking up that you're really going through a lot, and you know I got your back. So if you want to talk about it, I'm here. If you just want to, you know, sit on it, I understand. And then big hug, big kiss, and just let it be.
Okay. Is it possible the sorrow from his end?
There's sorrow here. You're feeling sorrowful because you feel like he's detached, and he's feeling sorrowful because there's something he's going through. So
it's baby mama drama, and she's kicking and screaming and trying to block and. And it was time for everybody to move on, and it was kind of like that.
Okay. Well, then just, if you already know what it is, then just say, baby,
well,
I got your back.
Well, he won't tell me.
Okay. Then just say, honey, you know, whatever you're going through, I'm picking up that you're going through a lot right now. I just want to let you know I got your back. If you want to talk about it, I'm here. You know,
okay.
Big hug and kiss, smooch, smooch. Let's go make your favorite thing for dinner tonight. I mean, seriously, just let him. He knows. But just say it, and then don't bug him about it. Because sometimes guys need to go to their little mental man cave.
Yes, I know.
And that's where he is right now. It's his little mental man cave.
I know.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. See you later. Bye. Wow, where'd all these Las Vegas people come from? Hold on, let me get you on the air. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Oh, my name's Tony.
Hi, Tony. What's your question? And
I was just curious to see if I was going to reconnect with an ex I have.
All right, let me look. He's a very complicated man. It's interesting because it's not so much about romance and sex with him. It's more about connecting on a spiritual and intellectual level. So if you can do that, the answer is yes. If you make it about romance right away, he's going to pick up this sort of needy vibe in you, and he's not going to want to connect. But if you go in the idea of, yes, you know, we liked each other initially, we should be friends no matter what. If you go in with that attitude, then what I'm getting here is that that's what you're going to get back initially. And then would it evolve into something more romantic? Yes, but you got to give it time to do it.
Okay.
So you've got to treat it like, you know, we were friends first. I don't want to lose the friendship. And that's the attitude that is the most effective for you to go in with.
Okay, because I just didn't know where to start because we haven't really been talking. So,
okay, well, here's what I would do is this is not a bad thing to do karmically anyway, because it puts you in the right perspective. Is you send them a text and you say, you know, I liked you as a friend before things got romantic. I just want to make sure we stay friends.
Okay.
And then let it go totally. Don't expect to hear anything. You may, but don't expect to hear anything for the rest of this month. Just send it and be done with it. Because what I'm seeing here is that he still regards you favorably. He still thinks of you. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what you send. And
okay,
then call
yeah,
me when... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because the reasons it ended just didn't make sense, so it was just all weird. So
okay.
What were you saying?
Just send him a text that says, you know, I liked you as a friend before things got romantic. I hope we stay friends. Okay? And then don't be surprised if you don't hear from at all for the rest of this month, because, you know, he still thinks about you, all right? And then the other thing is that call me like the second Sunday in September. And let me know what's going on.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'm enjoying your show. I'm loving it.
Oh, you're so sweet. Do you want to stay on hold to listen?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. I'm going to put you back on hold then. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. I've got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Jane.
Hey, Jane.
Hi.
What's your question?
I'm trying to look for a new job, and do you see me finding a new job soon?
Okay, so I get this energy with you that you need to make the commitment to be all in, all right? And it's I see a big shift, and I see a lot of chaos around you right now. As a matter of fact, your cards are talking about that you've been coming out of a very unfair sort of vibration. It just seems like the world's been kicking you in the ass for the last year and a half. Does that seem right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look as though you're being kicked around like it's a big favor that could happen to your spirit. And I know that sounds like the weirdest thing I could tell you, but you kind of being beat up in all directions when you try and take a step forward and it seems like nothing's opening for you, I want you to look at it as that's just not meant for me, okay? Don't take it personally. Don't think that there's something bad or awful or icky about you in any way at all. Don't blame it on other people. Just realize that I think that the universe is guiding you into your brand new beginning that's going to be so phenomenal that you're gonna be grateful for all the butt kicking that's happened in the last year and a half, okay? So there's something, and I have a date for you. I have power dates for you. And I don't normally give people power dates, but your power dates are between the 13th and the 16th of this month. Okay?
Okay.
So between the 13th and the 16th of this month, I want you dressing as though you're going to work, in other words, professionally. And I want you to start marching your butt into places that would be okay for you to work in. So what line of work have you done in the past?
I work in the travel industry.
Okay.
I worked in call centers.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I've been working in call centers.
Okay. See, what I'd like to see you do is instead of call centers, which, of course, you can get another job like that really easily, is I would like you to take your travel experience and go to one of the hotels and see if you can get a job as a sales coordinator or sales manager for one of the hotels.
Okay.
See, I think you'd kick butt at business development, all right? So I would start going to restaurants in the area that do special events and say, I would like to be your special event person. I'd like to be your salesperson. Because I kicked butt when I did that. Say it this way, because I kicked butt when I did that for my last business.
Okay.
So what happens is you go from being the person that's behind the phone to being the person that's out at networking events and being very public. So between the 13th and the 16th, which is Tuesday to Friday next week, all right,
okay.
I want you to get dressed up. I want you to look at places in your area where you could your initial impression of people would make a difference. Think of country clubs, golf courses with nice country clubs, where you could actually be the event coordinator or the business development person for them, okay? So I want you to take your customer service experience and tweak it into, I'm going into PR, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to think of it that way, that you want to be the local liaison to bring in more business for their catering side of things, or for the hotel side of things. But I have to tell you, I'm getting the golf country club thing really strongly with you.
Okay.
So try that.
Okay.
Okay,
shift into
a slightly different direction. Get dressed up, look absolutely lovely and professional, and just start going to different places and asking for the general manager. Say, hi, my name's Jane. I'm looking to do business development and bring in more catering business to your country club. I'm just wondering if you have a position like that available for me.
Okay.
And then you need to decide what's a fair salary for you. So if you were making, say, $10 to $15 an hour in the call center, then that equates to, say, $30,000 a year as a base salary. And then you say, well, I'm looking at a base salary of about $35 plus commission on what I book.
Okay.
Okay. In other words, you want to go in there with the idea that you know what you're talking about. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Study up on that on the internet and then call me in a few weeks. But call me next Sunday because I really want to hear what happens in your power days between Tuesday and Friday next week.
Oh, for sure. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks, Jane.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
See you later. Okay, bye.
And bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 818 area code. Hello, 818. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Diane from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Love your fabulous Las Vegas because I go there many times. What's
not to like, you know?
Exactly. What's not to
okay,
like?
So what's your question for me?
I coincidentally, after not seeing a man that's been in and out of my life for many months, we bump into each other at a stop sign. This was last week. Then we went away to Laguna for a few days. And then when we came back, just recently, we had a tiff. Was it just meant to be for the moment? Has he changed or I'm saying, is he back? Are we just not compatible?
Okay. He's a very scattered man by nature, okay? And so don't take the way he is sometimes personally. This is even more true if he is a Gemini. When is his birthday?
Leo.
Oh, he's a Leo. Okay. Well, here's the thing. All I want you to do is text him and say this. I loved our weekend in Laguna. Looking forward to our next adventure. Talk to you soon.
Oh, I love it. It resonates. I like it.
Okay. So you text that to him and then have no expectations. Okay? According to this, he's going to text you back because he's going to realize that he sort of behaved like an immature 15-year-old boy without admitting to behaving that way.
Exactly. It was
okay.
The thing that he did, and I called him out, and then he tried to get out of it, but he said it.
Send that text, and then email me and let me know what happens, because I actually think he's going to go, oh, wow, great hearing from you. He's going to act like it never happened and just go with that, because he doesn't know how to apologize. Has so the fact that you're... What, honey?
You think he's any... Was up in the past. He was never commitment. He couldn't commit.
Well, okay, you can't look at... Don't look at this guy like he's the one. Look at this guy as someone you have fun with. Okay? And don't be surprised if by you looking at the guy that he's somebody you have fun with, that it eventually turns into something more meaningful. But it's still real fresh, even though you guys knew each other from before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You're a dog.
Okay, gotta go.
Bye.
See ya, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 914 area code. Hello, 914. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's me, Melissa, from New York.
Hi, Melissa. What's your question?
Oh, my question is, well, I'm 3 months pregnant, and I wanted to know, my boyfriend is from Africa, but he's here in New York and stuff like that. And I was about to tell you. He pushes a lot about getting married to me, and a part of me feels like, let him say it, but you're not going to do it, because you're not going to do it because you're having a baby. You know, you want to do it because you really, really love that person. So I want to know, is there anything you know about him?
Okay, Melissa, this is really interesting. Because I'm seeing a guy here that's sort of old-fashioned and willing to do the right thing, and he's a good man, and you're the one afraid of being trapped in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to me, because according to this, you know, there are so many women out there that have found themselves in a similar situation as you, and the guy takes off and never wants to have anything to do with them again. And here you have this man that's actually willing to love you and take care of you in a sort of old-fashioned way, and this is saying he's a good man. So you're the one afraid of being trapped in a relationship. So now I'm going to ask you, how did your father treat your mom?
Oh, he treated my mom not good. My father was in and out of jail.
Okay, so that's why you're afraid. And you need to fess that up to him. Just say, you know, my mom and dad's relationship wasn't very healthy, and I just need us to get to know each other a little bit more before I actually get married to you. But do I love you? Yes. Do I think you're a good man? Yes. But that's what I'm getting here, sweetheart, is that you have a really good man here that's willing to do the right thing. And, wow, I really would – my advice to you would actually be to talk to a therapist and say, this is my situation. I have this really incredible man that wants to marry me, and I am scared to death of the idea of marriage. But what's interesting is you're not scared to death of the idea of raising a baby.
No, because you know what? I grew up as in my family, the women, they take care of their children. So it's like the man is like, if he's not there, they were fine with that. So
okay, but see, maybe your lesson, maybe the big cosmic universe gift to you is to be presented to you with a man that actually knows how to be a husband and a father. Wow. That's big stuff.
That is big stuff.
We can't cover a lot in, you know, 3 or 4 minutes on a phone call here.
No.
But I wanted to let you know that what the zings that I'm getting with you is here you have this really amazing man and you're the one with cold feet.
Yeah, isn't it the other way around? A man runs.
Yeah, but so maybe the universe is just presenting you with a decent choice. So, okay, think about that. I got to get one more call before I, you know.
Okay, thank you so much.
Gotta go.
Mona.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 909 area code. Hello, 909. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Jesse from California. I was thinking about your 12-hour call.
Jesse, bless your heart. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. New project coming up. I've been picked for it. Will it be successful? Will I be successful?
Okay. Anything you touch in the last 8 years is turning to gold. Okay. So
yes.
I am not worried about this project either, Jesse. I'm not worried about it. The only thing that you're squirrely about is there's some politics surrounding it.
Oh boy.
There's some politics around it. It's the only thing you're worried about. But are they looking at you as the choice? Yes. So stay out of the politics.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I was selected with one other man, and there are a few others, but we're the main people apparently on this project. And I'm happy. I feel I worked very hard for it. And there are politics that are what I call growing pains, because we're at that point of development where we're getting it ready for pre-production.
Right. And what I'm getting for you, my friend, is that there is no question of your talent, the fact that they've chosen you. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you can gently suggest that maybe even one of the men that you're in competition with, wouldn't it be interesting if they added a character of that man being your brother?
I see. Well, that's very good, because they did select someone who is going to be my buddy on the project, and we are now at the same level. And this just recently happened.
Well, because what I'm getting here for you is the more gracious and global you are in your view of this, the more that everybody can kind of have a piece, because this is not really about it's not really about one person getting the spotlight. It's about the project being a success. And the more you have that attitude of the project being a success, the more they go, holy crap, we totally want to work with Jesse. I mean, he's such a team player. He's not letting his ego get in the way. And that's the biggest reason why you've been a success, is because you haven't let your ego get in the way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate everyone who's going to be on this show, and I think they're great talent.
All right, my friend. Well, I got to let you go.
Very well. Thank
lovely
you.
Lovely to hear
good
from
you.
You. Okay, take
thank
care.
You.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, that's my friend Jesse, who called my program back in 2005, and he actually retired from his regular job and went into acting, and he has been in several major productions. He's been on the there was a show on HBO that he was on, the Cowboy Show, I can't remember it right now, and then he was in the latest Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and I mean, he's just really an amazing man. And by the way, y'all, I'm going to be featured on a reality show in October. I'll give you more details about that as we get closer to the date. Thanks again for everybody for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.